Welcome to Photography in the World, conversations about photography and other random thoughts. I'm your host, Larry Smith. Hello and welcome to this week's episode. Let's talk about a moment in time. What is a photograph in the moment of time? So let's start by setting some examples. A hummingbird or a bumblebee or a fly, their wing beat is about 200 times per second. That's pretty fast. That's pretty damn fast. Have you ever seen a hummingbird? You go, wow, those little wings are going like crazy. A midge, which is a type of fly, its wing beat, because of its wings are so light and it's so tiny, its wing beats are 1,000 beats per second. That is fast, very fast. But let's talk about how that compares to the world of photography and a picture that is a moment in time. How minute of a moment in time is that? Let's assume for conversation's sake here that you're taking a photo and you use your camera and you took that at a shutter speed of 1/1000th of a second. Let's think about that. Do you know what 1/1000th of a second is? I never really thought about it. I'm a photographer. I just know it's fast. I know that's what I want to use to capture something that's moving in high speed, you know? So 1/1000th of a second is a millisecond. There are 60,000 milliseconds in a second. There are 3,600,000 milliseconds in a minute. There are 216,000,000 milliseconds in an hour. And there are 5,184,000 milliseconds in a day. I take that back. 5,184,000,000 milliseconds in a day. So when you snap that picture at 1/1000th of a second, it's such a thin slice of life. That's why they say that no two pictures are the same. There's no two pictures could possibly be the same, because trying to capture the exact picture, even some of the fastest slow motion cameras that shoot, you know, hundreds of thousands of frames per second, each of those photos is different because time has elapsed. So where I'm leading to is what you see in photos. And you'll see this a lot in sports images, in news images. You know, you'll see a photo and they'll go, look, this person is asleep. When in fact, the camera was taken, the picture was taken, and it was merely the blink of an eye, all in the blink of an eye. So it's interesting that how you can draw a conclusion from something that is just a very super thin slice of what's happening in the world by a single photo. They can be extremely meaningful and extremely poignant. They can be very on point. That's not even a word I'm looking for. I don't even know what word I'm looking for. Poignant. That's the word I'm looking for. They can be very poignant, or they can be very deceiving. And in many cases, they're very deceiving. And people don't always know which side of that fence to be on. Where do I draw that line over something that's meaningful versus something that's a second off told a whole different story? And that happens a lot. And we get drawn into that and making assumptions based on stuff like that. Again, we do it with our own photos. I took a photo of, I do event photography for a local marching band here in St. Petersburg, Florida. And I took a photo once of some three players. And the moment that I took that picture, all three of them had a different expression on their face. One looked confused, one looked asleep, and one looked like they were drunk. But it was just their expression at the time that I took that photo. That's not really what it was. They were all paying attention. But because of their facial expressions at the time that I snapped that photo, it come out looking like, what the hell is wrong with these people? But that wasn't the case at all. But I'd caution you to be, you know, when you see stuff like that, especially on the news and the news today, you know, in the world today, to maybe take it with a grain of salt, no understanding that the picture doesn't necessarily tell the whole entire story of what's going on. Because photography is a slice of life. It's thousands and thousands and millions of slices of life all over the place as everybody's taking photos, whether it's wedding photos or concert photos or photos of their family or holiday lights or sports or politics or whatever. There's millions of these little tiny slices all over the place. It's interesting to think about how fast that all happens and how fast life moves and how tiny we are in in retrospect in looking at those images. But those images are necessary. They're a positive thing in life. They bring us happiness. They bring us joy. They capture moments, and some of those moments are happy and sad and joyous and all of the above, right? So, you know, whether it's your child's graduation, your child's first steps, or, you know, there's so many memories, right? We all have memories, and I'm sure as I say this, you know, you're probably all thinking back to like what was the picture that meant the most to you? What was the picture in your family life, let's say, that meant the most to you? That was the most meaningful picture? Was it a child's first step? Was it them eating their birthday cake? Was it them riding their bike, them with their friends? Or was it something, you know, that maybe was a sad moment that you remember, the last picture with grandma before maybe she passed away? Pictures are important. Those memories are important. Pictures and photos are a way to keep those memories alive. They serve a purpose in the world. They serve a purpose from making us happy, making us sad, documenting stuff. You know, photojournalism is important. It's all of that stuff. I take photos for a marching band here in Florida, the Awesome Original Second Time Arounders. They are probably, you know, the largest adult marching band in North America. And they have everybody in that band from 18 years old to 80 years old. And they march in parades and they perform and they play their instruments and they twirl flags and rifles and everything, right? They have majorettes. And all of the people in this band are have a love for music. And, you know, my job is to document that. And I have a lot of people that absolutely love the photos and cherish the fact that they get all these memories with their friends. So it's an important thing. And I don't even get paid to do it. It's not something that I even want to get paid for. I have a love for music also. I was a trombone player back in high school and chose to move behind the camera and not participate in this band playing trombone because, well, I like the camera better and I'm probably a better photographer than I was trombone player, although that might be debatable to some people. But then again, you've never heard me play trombone, so don't knock it. Don't judge me. But the band is great. And to take all of those photos and be part of that and watch that from a perspective around the band that individual people can't see. So they see my pictures and they see all the other things that are happening in the band that at that same time, you know, of course, after the fact, right? But it's quite satisfying to me to be able to do that. My taking pictures is extremely, extremely satisfying to me. It gives me great joy. And if I take a picture that puts a smile on somebody's face, that's even better. That's the big payoff, right? It's not a matter of working for free. I'd love to make a living in photography, but you know, that's not going to happen. My day job pays a whole lot better than what doing that, you know, doing photography work does. So I gotta stick with my day job for pay, but it brings me great joy and it brings me great joy to talk about photography and the different aspects of photography. So, today again, It's capture the moment. It's a moment in time. It's a time capsule. Photography is a time capsule of life, of all the things. I don't even know. Could you imagine if you could print out all the photos? And let's talk about this, you know, maybe 8x10s, all right? If you could print out all the photos in the world, how much space would that take up? My God, that'd take up incredible amounts of space. Incredible amounts. I've taken, over the last 6 years, 120,000 plus photos that I have over several hard drives. And you know, from a storage perspective, that's pretty easy. And that's the beauty of digital photos these days is storage, right? Do you know how many photos there actually are in a roll of 12? How many actual photos? Why did they give you 12 pictures in a roll? They gave you 12 pictures in a roll because they know you were going to get 9 of them wrong. It was hard to take pictures on film. Because you had to have all your settings right, had to be the right moment to take that picture. Because if you didn't, you wasted film in that cost you money. Now you can snap away like infinity and take all the crappy pictures you want to. But back then it was different. And I think that's why you see a lot better pictures to, you know, historically better pictures than maybe what you do in some cases today. There are some really, really, really good photographers that really know their stuff and are really good. But I love looking at the vintage pictures and seeing those moments in time and how they captured those and the differences in those in how cameras worked back then to today. Cameras today are lightning fast. Cameras back then weren't lightning fast, but they still managed to catch those moments. And it's incredible to me, the technology of how it's evolved and how cameras have evolved and how the study of photography has evolved. It's pretty deep. When I first got into photography, I didn't know a whole lot about my camera. Now I know a lot about my camera. Do I know a lot about editing? I know enough to be dangerous. And like we use applications like Lightroom, you could be there for days trying to learn all. It's very complex. And I know I haven't even scratched the surface as far as my photo editing goes. And it's easy to get caught up in photo editing and just go like way overboard and, you know, add stuff, delete stuff, change color of the sky to purple. Is that the right thing to do? I don't know. It that's all up to your individual creativity to be able to do that, your creative license, as it were. So have at it. But keep taking photos. Keep taking those moments in time because they're important. They mean a lot to everybody.